Opening credits. Kitchen Witch, How to Become a Kitchen Witch, Modern Kitchen Witch's Toolkit, Recipes, Spells, and Rituals. Written by Abigail Bailey. Narrated by Mary Hillman. Chapter 1. The Beginnings of Wicca. Like some other cultures or practices, kitchen witchery has its inception profoundly established in the Wiccan conviction framework. There is an old saying that if you ask any 10 Wiccans about their spiritual convictions, you will get at least 15 different answers. That is not a long way from the truth, because with hundreds of thousands of Americans practicing Wicca today, their real number remains unclear. There are thousands of different Wiccan groups in existence. There isn't a governing body over Wicca, nor is there a Wiccan Bible that lays down a universal set of rules. While specific practices change from one group to the next, there are few ideas and convictions common to nearly all present-day Wiccan groups. At the top of the priority list, not all pagans are Wiccans, and not all pagan traditions have the same set of principles as the core beliefs of modern Wicca. Wicca is a spiritual and self-empowering way to live life. Those who follow the Wiccan custom and beliefs endeavor to live in concordance with the universe. One of the essential convictions is that your good deeds will be returned to you three times over, and the evil deeds will be repaid in the same manner. It is very comparable to what a person taught in many other religions believes. For Wiccans, there is a wonder in even the minute aspects of regular life. The trees, sun, moon, sky, and lakes all connect to a person's soul, and each person's spirit is connected to all of nature as well as to every other living being. The Wicca religion, beliefs, and traditions were built up many hundreds of years before Christianity came to exist. Wiccans rehearsed their ideas in Europe, particularly in Wales, Ireland, and Scotland. Even though much of the history of the Wiccan community eradicates, present-day Wicca followers have attempted to stay together as much of the past as they could. It has helped structure the system that now governs the practice of Wicca in the modern world. Although Wicca is often thought of as a religion, supporters point out that there is no singular person who is in charge. Most people who embrace the Wicca practice believe, as they translate them, the gathering of like-minded individuals are not scheduled regularly. Sources of Wicca. Wicca, as Gerald Gardner presented religion in the 1950s. Gardner's tradition was oath-bound, initiatory, and secret. However, after a few years, the Chip group began forming and new cultures were established. Today, many Wiccan groups owe their fundamental foundation to the standards laid out by Gardner. Wicca isn't a traditional religion. However, Gardner incorporated some ancient esoteric knowledge into his unique tradition, including Eastern mysticism, Kabbalah, and the British legend. Calling upon the divine. Wicca acknowledges the polarity of the divine, which means that both male and female deities were regarded. A Wiccan may honor simply a non-specific god and goddess, or they may choose to worship particular deities of their tradition, regardless of whether it was Isis and Osiris, Caridwens and Hern, or Apollo and Athena. Initiation and degree system. In most Wiccan covens, there is some initiation and a degree of the framework. Admission is a representative resurrection in which the initiator dedicates themselves to the lords of their tradition. Typically, just as an individual who has attained the rank of third degree dedication may act as a high priest or high priestess.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?